It's time for our Community Spotlight. This spotlight is Radford Media Group's public affairs program, highlighting the work people are doing in West Central Missouri. If you miss an episode or want to listen again, you can listen on demand at mykdkd.com, then by clicking on the podcast tab on the homepage. Joining me in the studio today for our community spotlight from the Clinton Sunrise Optimist Club is board member Bob Owen. Bob, hey, thank you for joining us here today.
Hey, welcome. Thank you.
Hey, glad to have you along with us today. And we're talking about the TriStar Baseball Skills Contest. Now, I remember this from many, many years ago. There at Optimist Park as a kid. And they're at the ball field and doing this myself as a little youngster, but I haven't heard of it for a while. So tell me a little bit about, your role with this skills contest, but also, has this been going on all these years?
This has, in the past, has gone on with Optimist. I've been in Optimist going on my fourth year now, okay. So it hasn't been going on since I've been here, and the older members say, yeah, we used to do this all the time back in the day. I don't know what back in the day was. But
well, I can tell you, probably mid-90s.
Well, there we go. And it came to light, somebody like proposed it here about a month and a half ago and say, hey, we used to do this. We just should try this again. So we brought up the board meeting, and we said, let's do this. It should be pretty simple to do, and so we're going to do it.
Right. Well, Bob, I'll tell you this. As part of many organizations and a part of the Sunrise Optimists I am, volunteers, you know, it hasn't been done for many years, probably because there hasn't been enough people to help keep it going. You know, someone had an idea, everybody was on board, but over time, those volunteers go to the wayside, and every organization needs volunteers within it, and time. You know, time is a big thing for all of us, and it's great to see you getting enough interest in volunteers to be able to bring this back.
Yeah, that's a very true statement. It takes volunteers, and really what Optimus is, it's all about the kids.
Right.
So we're trying to find things for kids to do, and the kicker for this program is it's free to the kids.
Okay.
So we never really mentioned that on our flyer, but it's absolutely free for the kids to come out here.
Well, tell me a little bit about the skills contest. What is it? What's the purpose of it? It's baseball related, so tell me the purpose of it, who's this targeting, and all the details about the event.
Okay, so it's a baseball contest, a skills contest for baseball, kind of like pump, pass, and kick.
Right.
This is throwing, hitting, and base running.
Okay.
So we've got three different stations set up. We'll get and we're going to have this out at the new baseball field.
Oh, the new complex. Absolutely, yeah.
Get out there and play around on the new field. So we're going to have three different competitions, hitting competition.
Okay.
So there's going to be a field set up out there we're going to use, and depending on how far you hit the ball, you get so many points for each ball you hit. You get six chances to get the balls hit.
Then
we move over to a throwing competition, which is kind of a pitching competition, but you're throwing at a backstop. If you hit the target, you get points. If you hit the square for a strike, you get more points.
Okay.
So you get six chances to add up points for that competition. Then you get to run the bases. We're going to have bases set up out there. You start at home base and run as fast as you can.
The bases.
Hit all four bases and slide across home plate if you want to. And then we record the time, and you get so many points based on the time that you run.
Right.
Plus, we'll kind of detract if you miss a base.
So if you can't miss a base. You got to tag the base. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
So that's the three different competitions and kind of how they're set up.
Cool.
We've got different age groups and different divisions. So we've got boys division and a girls division.
Okay.
They're going to have, within those two divisions, we're going to have age groups, 8 and 9, 10 and 11, and 12 and 13. So we're going to break them down kind of by age groups and then gender. And then each competition's ran independently, but then we add all the scores together for an overall winner for each age, each division, and we're going to hand out medals for first, second, and third place.
Okay. We're talking with Bob Owen today here from the Clinton Sunrise Optimist Club about the TriStar Baseball Skills Contest. We haven't mentioned the date yet, but this is happening on Saturday, June 13th out at the Littleston Field, which is the Clinton High School's new baseball stadium. Now, Bob, you just mentioned this. It's for boys and girls ages 8 to 13, and then they'll be broken into each individual category. But does the contestants need to bring their own balls, gloves, bats, all that stuff?
No, we're going to supply the balls. Excuse me. We're going to supply the balls, the bats, and helmets for them to use. But if you got your own, bring it. Because we may not have the size you need, especially on bats. But definitely bring what you have. And one of the things we need to stipulate is we're on that new field, AstroTurf. We don't want any metal cleats.
No,
so
metal
you can
cleats.
Bring your best tennis shoes or best cleats, plastic cleats
right.
that you can use in,
okay.
that you already use, and bring those. But we'll supply, if you don't have those items, we'll supply the bats and the helmets and the balls.
And the balls. Okay, easy enough. Once again, tell me a little bit about the date. It's coming up here before you know it on the 13th, this weekend, actually.
Yeah, so, yeah. This Saturday morning. So we're going to start registration at 9:30.
Okay.
We didn't do any pre-registration, so we need people to show up at 9:30, get their age and their name written down, and then sign the waiver, and then the competition starts at 10 o'clock.
Absolutely. And so everything gets underway at 10 a.m. at the Littleson Field at the Clinton High School, the new stadium. It looks beautiful. It's going to be a lot of fun being out there on that new facility. If anybody has any questions or concerns, who do they need to contact?
They can contact me, and okay. my phone number is 913-396-1538.
And we're talking with Bob Owens here today. So give Bob a call, and you can help him out. And like you said, registration starts at 9:30 a.m. Out at the high school baseball field. Come on out this Saturday, June 13th, for the TriStar Baseball Skill Contest. Well, Bob, thank you so much. Is there any other information that we need to get out there that I haven't asked you yet about?
Well, not necessarily the information, but what we're also going to have out there, some okay. baseball players and softball players from the high school
are going
to come
cool.
out there and help us. So you can come out and hang out with current players on the Clinton teams and have fun there, run around the field. You're going to have we're going to use the whole field out there, so be able to get out there and play around on that field and have fun.
And completely free.
Completely free.
It's all free. It's a skills contest. Come out, enjoy it. You're not trying to win. You want to do the best you can, but you know it's not really a competition. It's just to see how well you can do and see where you might need to improve on yourself.
Exactly. It's just a fun competition.
Absolutely.
You know, for the kids.
Well, that works good, Bob. Well, thank you so much. And once again, share your phone number with us so if anyone has any questions about the TriStar Baseball Skills Contest coming up this Saturday.
Sure. It's 913-396-1538.
All right, very good. That's Bob Owens with the Clinton Sunrise Optimist Club talking about the TriStar Baseball Skills Contest, once again happening this Saturday, June 13th, at the high school baseball stadium here in Clinton, with the competition beginning at 10, registration begins at 9:30. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.